testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're hoping to have our special guest on this morning, Carl Schramm. Carl, are you there? I guess not. Hopefully we're going to be able to get him on the line here, and if not, why, we'll be doing another open line program just talking about all of the terrible problems facing the world today. You know, most countries are head over heels in debt. I mean, suddenly they get debt to GDP, gross domestic product, is totally out of line here in the United States. In China and nations throughout the world, people are simply living on borrowed money. And, of course, the countries are living on borrowed money. States are living on borrowed money. And here in California, where I live, of course, we have massive obligations for pensions. We've guaranteed these pensions for retired workers. The only trouble is there's no money to put out for the pensions. And there's no money to put out down the line. Why, of course, we're not going to be able to pay the pensions. And California and Illinois and Michigan are going to have to do exactly what Detroit has done, and that is simply go bankrupt. And, well, they'll probably pay about 10 cents on the dollar on their pensions. And these people who've given their whole lives working, anticipating they'd be taken care of in their retirement, are going to find out the truth of the matter is, and that is that whether businesses or individuals or states or government entities cannot spend money they don't have. Well, I don't hear any sign that our guest is coming on the line, so I'm just going to open this up to callers. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I hesitate for a moment because actually we have three different call-in numbers on the 5 hours of talk radio we do a day, so it's hard to keep them all straight. But for now, it's 877-254-7524. If you'd like to call in, if you have anything you'd like to say, don't have to talk about what's going on financially, but every one of you in the listening audience should be concerned because our nation is not only morally bankrupt, we're financially bankrupt. And if you actually look at the real figures, how they calculate the federal debt, totally erroneously. If you use the generally accepted accounting principles, that's known as GAAP, the generally accepting accounting principles which every corporation in the United States by law is required to lose, except, of course, the United States government. If you looked at it really, why the national debt would be about $86 trillion, and there's no way it can ever be paid off. If you look at it from the simple point of view of a single year, and we can look at last year. I mean, certainly, basically, they told us that we had a debt at that time of $1.1 trillion. In other words, we spent $1.1 trillion more than we took in, and that we simply added to the national debt. But if you look at it from the point of view of GAAP, it was really about $6.6 trillion. Every corporation would have to do that, but, of course, the federal government does not. Well, we have a caller. Is this Carl Schramm?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call. This is Greg in Denver.
Oh, good. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. I just wanted to mention something came to mind the other day about this, especially about this Detroit bankruptcy and the looming bankruptcies of other cities around the country. You know, I look at an economy like Denver, which is thriving at the moment. I'm sure that the unemployment rate is much lower. Housing is on the upswing. We have one of the best housing markets in the country right now. I'm employed at a situation probably the best of my life, and I'm.
No, are you living in Detroit?
I'm sorry.
Or where you're living in Denver?
In Denver, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So what I'm thinking is that it's the perfect excuse for the Obama administration to begin trying to push through legislation where they're going to basically have other cities bailing out these cities that are going bankrupt and these economies that are struggling so much. So,
I don't think they're going to get cities to do it. I think that they may try to come up with the money from the federal government, but the trouble is the federal government doesn't have any money. The federal government is having to borrow money simply to pay its bills. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to go to Denver or other cities and say, you're going to have to pay. No, they're going to try to say, well, the federal government will bail out Detroit, and, yeah, probably going to have to bail out the Chicago. But basically, there's just not enough money to do it. But go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, that was just an opinion I had, and I think that their whole strategy is definitely a redistribution of wealth, and I'm just concerned that somehow, whether through the federal government or however, we're all going to be paying the bills, so in one way or another.
Well, I think we're going to pay it in one way or another. My concern is that they just simply are going to destroy the value of our currency. Do you ever get into the food stores? Do you ever look at the price of food and see how it's going up and going up so rapidly? And the government is simply lying to us. The old adage is figures don't lie, but liars figure. And when they say that the inflation rate is very low, maybe 1% or 2%, they're simply lying to us. And when are the American people going to understand the policy of the government is consistently to lie? President Obama said Detroit will not go bankrupt. We will not allow it to go bankrupt. He lied. But he lies about everything, and yet he is simply a manifestation of the whole immorality of the people of the invisible government that controls Washington, D.C. today. I share your concern. I think that what they're going to do is the ultimate tax, and that is inflation. And that is how you destroy the life savings of the majority of the American people.
Right. Okay, well, that's all I had today, so thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, because I don't know what happened to our regularly scheduled guest, but if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. We need open lines, and we need to have you call us. So our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have any thoughts on what our caller from Denver just said or anything else, 877-254-7524. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, it's open lines. Our guest apparently wasn't contacted by the booking agent, so give us a call at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but I think people should be very, very concerned about the current economic status of our country. They tell us that, certainly, isn't it wonderful? We had actually 195,000 new jobs last month, and of course, what they don't tell you is you have to have 150,000 jobs to actually keep even with the new people coming on board and certainly immigrants coming on board. People certainly graduating from college looking for jobs. You need 150,000 new jobs a month simply to stay even. During the first 6 months of this year, we only had 700,000 new jobs in 6 months. We were way, way behind. If you look at those 700,000 jobs, over 500,000 of them were part-time jobs, and you can't live on a part-time job. But you see, they don't tell you that they're part-time jobs. They tell you how wonderful things are, and they're simply lying. And basically, you can always tell when a bureaucrat is lying because his lips are moving, and basically they're paid to lie. And the whole thing is you've got to get the American people to think that things are good and getting better, and they're not. And our prices are going up, and they tell us there's no inflation, but they're lying about that. And more people are losing their jobs, and certainly with the threat of Obamacare coming down the line, why, of course, more and more of our country, our companies are either going to determine they're going to remain small, because after all, if you have less than 50 employees, you don't actually have to go into Obamacare, or if people are not working more than 30 hours a week, you don't have to cover them with Obamacare, or you can simply just move your company out of the United States into some other country where you don't have to pay corporate taxes. Remember, if you go to other countries, you go to China, you may pay a 3 or 4% tax, but if you stay, if you keep your corporation in the United States, you will have to pay a 35% corporate income tax. If you move out of the country, you don't pay, or you pay very little corporate income tax. And, of course, if you make your money overseas, you don't have to, if you're a corporation, you don't have to pay income tax on it. If you're an American citizen, you have to pay income tax, but not if you're a corporation. And what most people do not understand is our tax structure is designed to encourage companies to move overseas. Why would they do that? Well, basically because they want to create equality. They want to raise the living standards in other countries and lowering the living standards here, but they can't tell the American people about their agenda. It's Agenda 21. You can go up on the Internet, you can look it up, you can read about it. It's called Agenda 21. And that's why the living standards are raising in other countries and going up. They've gone up dramatically in China. They've gone dramatically up in India. And they're going down in America. In fact, the only reason that we're living fairly well here is because both our wives and husbands are working and people are head over heels in debt. Over half the people in our country are head over heels in debt. And basically, of course, most of the people, so many of the people retiring today simply only have Social Security. And it's hard to eke out a living on Social Security. And you'd be amazed at how many calls or letters I get from people who listen to our programs who say, I would love to help you, but all I have is Social Security, and I'm just eking out an existence. And that's what it's really all about. Now, if you doubt that this is intentional, we suggest you read the memoirs of David Rockefeller. If we carry the book, was published in 2002, as I recall. And there David Rockefeller gives you the whole background of everything going on. And on page 405, he says this, you know, some people say that my family and myself are part of a secret cabal that is involved in, is conspiring against the United States, working with other countries or conspiring with other people throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and political economic status. And if that is the charge, I am guilty, and I am proud of it. I am a proud internationalist. And then he goes on to say, you know, they criticize us, but look how we've raised the living standards in China. And we've raised the living standards in other countries throughout the world. And how would the people who criticize us have accomplished what we have accomplished? And ladies and gentlemen, they have accomplished it. They have raised living standards throughout the China, throughout the world. But it's at the cost of lowering the living standards here. Everything is manipulated. Everything is controlled. They control both political parties. They make mockery of our electoral process. They rig our elections. Basically, why do you think that both political parties go along with massive deficit spending? And you look at the Republican budget, it's just a little different than the Democrats, a little spending a little less money. But they're both dedicated to massive, certainly, deficit spending. Both political parties are dedicated, certainly, to this Obamacare. The Republicans make a big issue out of it, but they certainly could withhold appropriations for it. So all they have to do is in the Appropriations Committee in Congress, which the Republicans control, they don't appropriate any money, and it would simply collapse. But they have to give the impression that they're opposing Obamacare, whereas they're going right along with it because it's going to bankrupt America, and they know that. But you see, the leaders of both political parties are globalists. Their dedication is the idea of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And that is what globalism is all about, and of course, eventually bringing on a one-world leader. And yet the average Republican, the average Democrat, has no idea what's really going on, or that a subversive element has seized control of both political parties and makes mockery of our electoral process. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you because I have nothing planned there, and we'll simply be rambling on if we don't hear from you. Our number is 877-254-7524. But basically, the economic status of America is going to gradually get worse. Oh, they keep telling us about this, some of the new companies being formed. Ladies and gentlemen, we have actually lost over 57,000 companies here in the last 10 years. Companies are simply closing down. They cannot make it in this day and age. And basically our major corporations, yes, they have money, but they're sitting on that money. They're not investing it. Why? Why they're investing in it, why the economy would pick up. But they're not doing that because they're part of the Brotherhood, and the Brotherhood is going to precipitate an economic crisis, but they can't tell you that. The banks have massive amounts of money, but they're not lending the money. Basically, this is all certainly paper money, it's imaginary money, but if they were simply lending the money, if the corporations were spending the money, our economy would boom. But they're all in. Oh, these corporations aren't investing the money because of the uncertain times. No, ladies and gentlemen, most of the corporations tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness and into the Rockefeller and the other large families that control the vast majority of the wealth of our nation. Our telephone number, who's calling? Who's giving us a call?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Well, hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm just fine, thanks.
I'm just sure glad we can both keep going for a while yet.
Okay, let me just put our telephone number out. It's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But Maureen, you go right ahead.
I have a few things to say, and since you seem to have a little bit of time, I hope I'll be able to do it. First off, that is the government that we were given. And God did found this country. And the government that has been established here is self-government. It's not let George do it, oh, somebody else will take care of it, or, oh, one person can't count. Now, when I say what I'm about to say, I'm not going to say it to any glory to myself at all. It's just that I have a passionate love for this country, and I've been willing to back it up with my time, effort, study time, money, whatever. This is, again, not to my glory any more than you consider what you do to your glory. I know you don't. In 1964, I was simply a plain citizen, and I saw a need, and I became the chairman, because the Republican Party was really not backing Goldwater, and I could see that he was certainly the better person, and so I became the head of the Goldwater. They said the Goldwater people formed a separate committee for Goldwater that was really kind of a side to the Republican Party. And I became the head of the Goldwater Committee for one half of the city of Denver. I really didn't know how to go about anything, but I began having coffees and speaking at various coffees, having coffees parties in my home, and to further the Goldwater campaign. And, of course, he lost, but it was a try. At least we were doing something. And people say, well, what can one person do? Well, I'll tell you what seven people did. I was one of them. I was involved in Christian schools here, day schools. And the Colorado Board of Education was on the point of just taking over the micromanagement of church, day schools, and so forth. And nobody had really even started homeschooling yet, but church schools were beginning to open. And six people went down and testified before the Colorado Board of Education in the Capitol building, and we said, no, you can't take us over. That's what six people can do, and the Colorado Board of Education backed off, and as far as I know, they haven't gotten any more control than they had then. That's something else you can do. Something else that each person can do is find out who your congressman is and get the phone number for their local office, and call when you have a concern and you want them to know your give voice to your opinions on various issues, what is about to come up for a vote, call the local office, because it works. They keep track of these calls, and you may not think your congressman is listening, but if they get enough calls at the local office, they are listening, because of course they want to be reelected. So those are a few things that can be done. I mean, there's a long list more of things, but I'm just saying we're either going to be self-governing. What happened in this country, you know, there were no food stamps when the Pilgrims landed. And a lot of them died. Half of them died that first winter. But they kept on keeping on. They got the country established. And what happened to the signers of the Declaration of Independence is really awfully sad. They sacrificed when they pledged their lands and their livings. That is exactly what happened and exactly what they gave to establish the liberty that we have enjoyed here for all of these years. They lost their lives eventually, their lands, their livings. And so we have enjoyed this liberty. What happened is that then prosperity set in, and the Industrial Revolution came along, and Dad was working in the factory 12 hours a day, and things just began to get difficult, and then prosperity set in, and then things were too easy, and we all just thought, well, government will run itself. No, either we will run it, we the people will run it by our efforts, not just by complaining about it. That doesn't do any good at all. Everybody can get busy and do something. So that's kind of what's on my heart this morning.
Well, Maureen, I appreciate all you've done. I know you've been dedicated to America for a long time, but our founding fathers pledged their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor to establish this country. We should do the same. And basically, the whole idea was to limit the power of government so men could be free. It is not the function of government to provide for the health or the education or the welfare of the people. because a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. That's why our founding fathers wanted to limit government so men could be free, and the totalitarians and the Rockefellers, the people of great wealth, want the government to provide for you so they can control you. God bless you, Maureen. Thanks for all you do. And again, our number is 877-547-5524. 877-547-5524. Open lines. Oh.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Patriots, conservatives, and freedom fighters. We can give in, give up, or give it all you've got. Please join us to celebrate freedom during an evening with Larry Soloff, CEO and president of Breitbart.com, the nation's premier conservative news outlet. Saturday, July 20th, the Larimer County GOP will be hosting their annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Embassy Suites in Loveland at 6 p.m. There will be a silent auction as well as a live auction featuring Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan portraits. Emceeing the event will be Colorado's own homegrown rebel rouser, Kayla Bonham, last seen on Fox News with Neil Cavuto for his YouTube video featuring a thank you card to the IRS for targeting conservative political organizations. Tickets can be purchased for $50 per person by visiting LarimerGOP.org. That's LarimerGOP.org or call 970-224-2577. Come join us Saturday, July 20th for an eventful evening of dialogue with Larry Soloff, President and CEO of Breitbart.com and best friend to Andrew.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Dan here. It's open lines. We have nothing prepared. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But America is moving into a very, very difficult time. Suddenly, many of our small companies and small manufacturers are simply shutting down. It's estimated that over 50,000, 56,000 American businesses have shut down here in the last decade or so. And basically, they're not forming new businesses. Why? Because, of course, of the tax situation, and because, of course, the uncertainty of Obamacare, and because the economy is not booming. And who do we have calling in? Who's giving us? Who is this?
Hi, Dr. Sam, this is Ann again. And I'm calling because there's a Pew poll that was taken that was put on Breitbart.com, which is an excellent news source, as well as WorldNet Daily, WND.com, and, you know, DailyCaller.com. Anyway, because they have such up-to-date information. And they had polled the illegal immigration groups somehow, and they found that 8-1 of those of that group will vote for the Democrat Party. I think that is critical for people to know that our whole, even representative government that we do have, and we do have the right to go to the Capitol and voice our opinion under a communist or Marxist a one-party system. Our rights will be severely detailed and curtailed. So again, I urge just Google U.S. House of Representatives, call the Republicans, because the Democrats vote lock, stock, and barrel, plus the Libertarian Party vote for the versions of S-744. So it's very important for us not to live in the rearview mirror and think of what can happen out of a bill that allows a perpetual unlimited amnesty, which is up to 45 million, about 15% of our population. The other groups that you can just tell the representative to support the group of 70 plus who are Republicans who do not want this issue on the floor anymore. And hound Cantor, and how, you know, at least call Cantor and Boehner twice a day, at least, and say, we're, you know, just in a very calm way, this is not a high priority. This gives them the power. It destroys and kills the Republican Party. You're not entitled to kill our own party.
Well, I share your concern.
Okay.
And basically, Chris,
I just want to encourage people.
Fine, and Sydney, I believe in everything you're saying. I think this can be the demise of America. But where is the outcry from the average American? I mean, basically, they've lied to us about the number of illegal immigrants. First of all, they're here because they absolutely refuse to erect a fence. I mean, the money's been put up for a long time so we could secure our border. They don't want to secure the border. What they really want is to mold us into a North American union, including Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And they want to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. And the average American can't believe that. That couldn't be going on, but this is exactly what's going on. They refuse to secure our borders. They said they make it extremely difficult for the Border Patrol to keep the people out. Texas recently, some of the cities recently, actually passed legislation saying it was illegal for a property owner to rent property to an illegal immigrant, and the court said why that's unconstitutional. Why would it be unconstitutional for a city to say you can't rent your land or your houses to illegal immigrants? Because they want to encourage it, but the average American doesn't understand there is a subversive element within our court system, within every aspect of our society, that wants to destroy this nation as a sovereign nation and merges into this this mongrel type of society. And there's nothing wrong with the average Spanish person. They want a better life as well. But, of course, this is not intent upon giving them a better life. It's about destroying this country. I share your concern. Anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, yes. The current bill, the S-744 that the Senate passed, allows the parents and the siblings and anybody who claims that of anybody who gets legal status. So this is massive, massive numbers of people. Plus, there will be no effective background check because you can't force the country of origin to give America whatever legal records that they may have, and many of them won't have any documentation of the things that have occurred. So, and you know, this allows the jihadists who wage war against the infidel in and gives them legal citizenship in time, and our their right to vote. So we have to see the big picture of this and the efforts that have been made to secure the border. John Thune, senator of either North or South Dakota in the U.S. Senate, had an excellent bill which paralleled Israel's border control system with fencing and other things, and that was struck down in the Senate. So there will be no effective border enforcement, and it's only going to be fair to give these legal status people the right to vote in a very short time, maybe in 2014. Obama hasn't honored his oath of office in so many things, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, just huge numbers of things. And the executive orders he writes, I mean, you know, it's appalling, just appalling. So this is everybody's responsibility to call. We stopped them in 2007. We stopped them 2 years ago, because unless you've got any kind of reasonable, we already let 1.5 million people in here every year and put a lot of them on Social Security or welfare or whatever assistance we do, and we can't afford it. And the future of our children that they make a big deal about, of course we care about our children, but core curriculum isn't caring about the children. All these regulations, Health and Human Services, controlling, forcing kindergarten through K-12 sex education, they're raping the kids. They're raping the kids with their horrible brain, presenting this in front of a kindergartner in any manner whatsoever. It's not the right.
We have to understand the purpose of education is to destroy the moral fabric of this society. The purpose of education is to destroy belief in God. The purpose of education is to promote homosexuality. Why does anybody think that 40% of our children today are born out of wedlock? That is a direct result of our educational system. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. But the problem is the people know what's going on, and so many of them just don't care as long as times are good. As long as the football season's coming, as long as they're going to have an income and they can get food stamps and free medical care. Isn't it wonderful? But ladies and gentlemen, those days are coming to an end. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guests didn't show up this morning, so we had open lines. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. have a question or comment, give us a call. Is the lady still on the line who was with us before? I guess we lost her. But basically what she's saying, she's concerned about the immigration legislation, and I think you should be concerned as well. Well, who do we have calling in? Go ahead.
Brian, I'm out of Denver, and State of Mind, it's a new documentary that just previewed on InfoWars. Everything everybody's talking about today is covered heavily on that, especially the educational system, which the last lady was talking about. The whole kindergarten terminology is a Prussian terminology, and it's what they used to retrain their soldiers after their defeat against Napoleon. So if you get a chance, Google it, State of Mind. It's fantastic. They have people like Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on there, G. Edwin Griffin, just a bunch of different psychologists, all this talking about, you know, how our minds are molded, and it's really an incredible lesson in history. So I just would recommend it to any of the listeners, State of Mind.
But I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the media in America is controlled. That was certainly the most significant thing that struck me 50 years ago when I got started, was realization that the media molds our minds, and there's an organized, orchestrated effort to utilize the media so they do shape our reality. And until people understand that the major networks, the major newspaper publishers, the major book publishers, the major radio stations are all controlled. I mean, there's one, I think Comcast controls almost 1,000 radio stations in America. And basically they utilize these to program ideas into our minds. And until the American people understand that and just simply stop watching the controlled media, we do have at least the access to the Internet, we do have alternative radio, why nothing is going to change. But they're using education to destroy the souls of our children. I share your concern.
Well, they delve into that heavily, too. They talk about flicker rates, just, you know, how five major companies control everything. It's really, really a good documentary. I was really impressed by it. It's one of the better ones I've seen come out. So God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Yeah, is that available on how do people get to that?
Well, you can buy the DVD, but right now you can watch it for free. Just Google State of Mind. You can see the premiere where they actually go through the documentary, and then, about every 20 minutes they stop and they talk to the producers and the minds that went into making it. Just really well done, professionally done. It's the same gentleman that put out A Noble Lie, which is about the Oklahoma bombing. But right. Great documentary. I would recommend everybody watch it.
State of Mind. God bless. Thanks so much.
You betcha, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And your chance to get in on open lines. Of course, we're going to be gone for the next couple of days. But we do hope, of course, you'll give us a call right now so we can get through this program. But it is so vitally important to understand that there has been an organized effort to control the media. And certainly there's a wonderful book we carry. It's called The New Media Monopoly. It's written by a left-wing liberal professor of journalism at the University of California. His name is Ben Bagdikian, B-A-G-D-I-K-I-A-N. Professor Ben Bagdikian, he actually began studying the control of the media back in 1980, and at that time there were about 50 corporations that dominated and controlled the media. Pointed out that by 2002, it was down to 6, and they controlled 90% of the media. And who's calling in? Who's calling?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jane from Colorado.
Good to have you with us. You have a question? Go ahead.
I was hoping you could have Stacy Lynn on again so she can update us with what's going on with her and the county in northern Colorado, Larimer, I guess. Stacy Lynn, could you have her on again, please? Thank
you. I certainly could. Stacy is certainly one of our favorite guests and a very, very courageous lady. Anything else? All right, well, we'll have to try to get Stacy on, but Stacy certainly is on the front lines of this battle, and every one of you should be. Because if you're not, why, of course, you'll have no one to blame when we lose our freedom. And freedom is certainly, other than relationship with the Lord, is your most precious possession. There really are people who have gained control of this country. We do not have free and open elections. They rigged the elections. Last November, there were thousands of reports of voter irregularity when President Obama got elected. And what did we talk about? Well, we talked about General Petraeus's illicit sexual affair. Why? Because the people who control the media didn't want us to question what had happened. With Sydney, the elections, the same thing had happened. They rigged the elections that put George W. Bush in office. Al Gore won the election. It was certainly altered, certainly, and there in Florida. And then the Supreme Court intervened. They had no right to intervene. This was a state issue, and yet they intervened. Why? Because the Brotherhood of Darkness wanted George W. Bush to become the next president of the United States. And basically, of course, he said all the right things. He did all the wrong things. He ran up a deficit of over $5 trillion in 8 years. $5 trillion in 8 years. And, of course, the Bush family, go all the way back to Prescott Bush. You look up Prescott Bush, one of the great supporters of the Nazi movement, Senator Prescott Bush, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush, and basically Prescott Bush was on the board of directors of the Brown Brothers Harriman Bank during and prior to World War II, and they were one of the major sources of funding for the Nazi movement at that time. In fact, Prescott Bush was indicted for supporting the Nazis, and of course, in 1942, he was indicted for that. But of course, they were able to buy off enough politicians and judges so that the indictment went away. But you can find all of these things on the internet. Find out it's true, and then join us in this truth, the epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. We'll be back in a moment to wrap this morning's program here at the American Freedom.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there in the listening audience that my ministry, Radio Divinity, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly love to hear from you. As you know, we have a network of over 50 stations every single week where at least somewhere in America people are hearing the truth. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us in what we're doing and help to try to educate the people, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and certainly you can get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, our monthly newsletter, or you can simply help us, support us in whatever way you can. And if you're not financially in a position to do that, and we know that many people are having a difficult financial time, we ask you to pray for my ministry. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because we truly are on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There is an organized effort today to undermine the fabric of our society, to use the wealth of this country to bring about a one-world government, which is why America has over 1,000 military bases throughout the world, troops stationed in 130 nations. Why do you think we have over 45,000 American troops permanently stationed in Germany when the war ended in 1945? Why do we have over 35,000 American troops stationed permanently in Japan? Because we control Japan and Germany. Oh, they have their elections, they have their governments. But when you have certainly armed soldiers there stationed in your country, why, you are not a sovereign nation. And basically, America controls Germany, America controls Japan, America controls South Korea, where we have over 25,000 troops permanently stationed there. Why do we have those troops permanently stationed? Because America has established a global empire. But you can't tell the American people that, oh, no, we're concerned about democracy. That's why we're sending our troops into 35 African nations. Oh, we want to preserve democracy like we preserve in Saudi Arabia. Yes, we preserved democracy in Saudi Arabia, where they stone women to death for adultery, and they cut off hands and feet on people, and they behead them every Saturday, a great festival every Saturday. This is a feudal monarchy which we're maintaining, and we justified, oh, we need the oil. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need the oil. We got more oil here than they have in all of Saudi Arabia. That's simply the excuse they have. And the average American never thinks, because the media is controlled and the reality is controlled. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there of 4 hours a day. Of course, this is the fifth hour, but you can listen to 4 other hours of our programming. Certainly, you can listen to them live, or you can listen to them archived. We keep them archived for 6 weeks. But it's all an expensive proposition. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we ask you to do that. And you do that simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not in a position to join us, why, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until next Tuesday, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addicted products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372.